Time for another Doc Talk here on Q92, and we're going to visit with Corey Bothan. Corey's the Director of Quality and Clinic Services at Johnson Memorial Health Services. And good morning, Corey.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Are you enjoying, well, it's kind of summer temps now, but the...
Yeah, I think it's going to get hot this weekend.
Yep, for sure. But the trees are turning color. They look pretty nice, don't they?
It looks really beautiful outside. That is for sure.
Yep. What's your favorite season?
I am partial to summer. I love fall, but you know what comes next.
So you like the hot weather, huh?
I do. I do. Give me some 90 degrees and I'll be at the lake and I'm happy.
Well, if you know me, I'm just the opposite. So I enjoy winter. I really do. But people think I'm crazy, but whatever.
I would agree with those people.
Yeah. All right, Corey, so what are we going to talk about this morning on Doc Talk?
Today we're going to talk a little bit about immunizations that we've got coming up here at Johnson Memorial. So, of course, it's flu season, flu shot season, and we've got clinics scheduled at Johnson Memorial here every other Monday and Wednesday starting October 2nd, and then... it'll be the alternating the following Wednesday. And those will run from 3 to 6 o'clock. And so patients can call in and either schedule or come in the day of for the flu shots. And we're also trying to get put together some dates and times for COVID vaccines. Recently, the FDA approved the new booster COVID vaccine. And so we do not have any in-house as of right now, but we do have them on order, and we hope to have them by mid-October.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How important
is
it?
And those can be given together, the flu and COVID vaccine. Okay.
Well, that was my question. Yeah, I answered my question. Yeah, can you do it together? So
yeah.
You can. Okay.
Yep, you can.
All right. That COVID... How important is this to get the next vaccine in COVID then?
You know, of course, it is recommended by the CDC to get that. I have not read a whole lot on that myself, and so
okay.
I would just recommend anybody to talk to their provider about getting that, and, you know, I'm sure it would be recommended, but just to weigh out their decision and move forward with that as they wish. So,
yeah, I'll be honest, I'm not sure where I stand with my COVID vaccines. I think I'm caught up to date, but probably check with my doctor on that, and they'd have records of that, I would guess.
Oh, absolutely. And prior to this new vaccine that came out now and was approved in August, I think there was three doses that you needed to have to be up to date with COVID vaccination. So if you had three doses, you should be up to date. I think there was a fourth booster in there. I kind of had stepped away from the clinic for a little bit. But, yeah, so now there's this new one out, and it's supposed to be effective. So I guess we will wait and see.
Okay, yeah, for sure. Talk about the flu shot clinic again, Corey. You know, flu season, when is flu season? When does that start? In the fall or winter?
Typically, it does start in the fall. We really haven't seen influenza as of yet. We've had quite a few COVID cases, which, you know, they present very similar to one another. So, you know, the runny nose, sore throat, fatigue.
Coughing.
coughing, yes. And so, you know, it's obviously been something that has been highly controversial, I think, getting tested, but... Ultimately, you know, to protect our friends and family from that, we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to to stop the spread of that. And so,
people,
the flu, like I said, hasn't surfaced yet.
But. Any suggest people, if you have a cough or not feeling well, to still get tested for COVID?
You know, there's at-home tests that you can easily do, or, you know, call up here and we can test you. The one thing is nice, because if it is negative and you're feeling like, you know, I might need an antibiotic, or I might need something, some suggestions on how to care for myself, while feeling ill, then a provider might have some insight on that. So it's always good to possibly get checked out if you need to.
Okay, good.
We have on-call, same-day provider here at Johns Memorial, Monday through Friday. And so usually there's openings unless, you know, there's a great influx of something going on. But usually people can get in the same day with our same-day provider. So.
Right. If you're just tuning in on Doc Talk, we're talking with Corey Bothan. Corey's the Quality and Clinic Services Manager there at Johns Memorial Health Services. I got to ask you, Corey, what does the RSV stand for?
Oh, yeah, that is respiratory syncytial virus. I hope I said that correctly.
I put you on the spot. I'm sorry.
I did not.
Okay.
You did. So it's a respiratory virus, and it's been, you know, known for a long time to present in little kiddos, you know, but the same thing, that cough, shortness of breath, and that sort of thing. But last year there were a lot of older adults, and I mean everybody, all ages, that had gotten RSV and gotten pretty sick. So there is also a vaccination that is coming out for RSV, or that is out, I should say, which we have ordered. So that's for 60 years and older, and it's also available for pediatric patients that, you know, are who have an increased risk for severe RSV.
Right. All right. Well, Corey, why don't you go over those dates again for the flu shot clinic and talk about that a little bit again.
All right. Well, our flu shot clinics are going to be starting next Monday, October 2nd, and so patients can come in just through the main clinic doors at Johns Memorial here, and that will be from 3 to 6. And then we will have a second one the following Wednesday, the 11th, from 3 to 6 o'clock. And so, and then those will just alternate every other Monday, Wednesday through November 8th.
Okay.
And if we need more at that time, then we'll reevaluate and have that posted on our social media sites and newspapers and such.
Okay. So you don't need an appointment at all. You just walk in during them times then.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Yep. Anything else you'd like to talk about, Corey, before we end our Doc Talk here this morning?
I do want to just put in a plug, too. We are doing a flu shot clinic at our Boyd clinic on October 24th. So I don't have the date or the time for that. So we just have to keep a watch out if anybody's interested in coming over there to get their flu shot.
All right. So you want to encourage people to get their flu shot.
Get your flu shot. Wash your hands. That is like the most important thing anybody can do to stop the spread of, well, anything. Hand sanitizer if that's all you have available, but just make sure to wash your hands.
Wash your hands is a big thing.
Cover
too.
Cover your cough.
Cover your cough with your arm, right?
Yep.
And don't try to keep from touching your face with your hands, I was told, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. Especially, you know, it's so easy to touch your mouth and noise, and, you know, blowing your nose. Make sure you're washing your hands after that, getting rid of those Kleenexes or whatever it may be. And if you're not feeling well, just make sure you're taking the appropriate steps to stop, you know, the spread of it. But there is cold around, so, I mean, you can only do so much.
That's right. All right, Corey. Well, thank you very much. You're a wealth of information this morning.
Well, thank you for having me. I enjoyed talking with you, Paul.
Yeah. All right. Have a great rest of your day, Corey.
You too.
Corey Bothan with Johnson Memorial Health Services. And this has been another Doc Talk here on Q92.